Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God your Father, through your Lord and your Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Many of us love to go out for lunch or dinner or breakfast, whatever it might be. Now, sometimes some of us have to substitute something in that meal because, well, we frankly either don't like it or we have some sort of allergy syndrome against whatever is on the menu with that item. And so to protect the innocent, we substitute something else. We'll substitute this or we'll substitute that, all so that we don't either have to suffer through whatever it might be. Now, put yourself in other shoes, though, that there needs to be a sacrifice for your sin, and you're the one that's supposed to be sacrificed. But you are a sacrifice that, well, isn't perfect, that it has blemish, that it is sin-filled. I don't want to die for that because I know that it is imperfect. I know that I cannot die for myself. Yet we have in our text today something somewhat similar, though in this point it's a father having to put his one and only son to death. We hear these words from Genesis chapter 22 for this day. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." As I put myself in Abraham's shoes, one who has been barren for over 90 years, how can my God be telling me that I'm to put this one son, who is not even of my youth, to death, to offer him to you as a sacrifice? I put myself in his shoes. I was told, my wife and I were told, that we would never be able to have children. And so to be barren for as long as we were, we had come to terms with it. Then you all know that we were gifted with a wonderful son, Otto. And if I were to be put myself in these shoes and my God were to come to me and ask me to put my one and only son to death, I would have some issues. This is my one and only son with whom I am well pleased. He is a gift, just as Isaac was a gift to Abraham those many years ago. But what does Abraham do? So Abraham rose early in the morning, as if not skipping a beat. He saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them, together. As if it wasn't painful enough that I am going to sacrifice my son, but now I am making him carry the very thing of which I will lay upon him to be sacrificed. Then Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went, both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Son, my one and only son, Abraham says. Well, thanks be to God for these next words. The angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram, caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. So there is good news that Abraham does not have to kill his one and only son. Instead, there is a substitute, a ram. Ram caught in the thicket of bushes. And so Abraham has his substitute, and he substitutes this ram for his son. You see, this is not unlike us, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. You see, we have a substitute for our sin, and that is Jesus, the Christ. You see, that is the whole reason we are celebrating Lent at this time. We are celebrating it to look forward to something, to look forward to Good Friday, to look forward to seeing our substitute carrying his own wood. To the cross, to Golgotha. You see, not unlike Isaac, who had to carry his own death through the wood, Jesus does the same for you. And the thing is, Jesus knows where he's going, and he does it willingly for you to be the all-atoning sacrifice, the substitute in your place. You see, God comes along and offers his one and only son. He says, I substitute this for you. See, that is God's promise to you, dear sinners. And is not unlike what God tells Abraham here. By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord. Because you have done this and have not withheld your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gates of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Now, it's not so much that he obeyed God, but that he listened to him. You see, the word here that is translated obey is more commonly translated as hear or listen. And so this gets across as if to say, you have heard my voice and remained faithful to me. And so I remain faithful to you. You see, God comes along today and tells you the same exact thing. He tells you that he will remain faithful to you. He demonstrates it through Christ. Christ who died when he did not have to. Christ who did not stay dead but rose again for you. This, my brothers and sisters of Christ, is the point of Lent. This is the point for you. You see, you do not have to sacrifice yourself. You can never live up to the expectations. But for God, it's okay because of Jesus. Jesus, who forgives you through his death. Jesus, who declares you righteous through his resurrection. This is Christ for you, dear brothers and sisters. This all for you. All for you. So that you would not have to live a life thinking that you're not enough. To not live a life where you are burdened by your sin, by guilt, by shame. But so that you can live a life in the freedom that Christ gives you. For through his death and his resurrection, the chains have been lifted. You see, you're no longer bound by your sin or by Satan himself. But you're bound to Christ, for he binds you to himself. You see, he was your substitute. And that is good news for you. You not need to be sacrificed upon an altar carrying your own fire and wood. But you get to live. Live a life from this world into the next, where you will live no longer with that sin, no longer with blemish, but in holiness and purity beyond our imagination. And so on this day, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, remember those promises. That you are forgiven, that you are righteous, and that nothing, no, not anything, will ever change that. In Jesus' name, amen. And so now, with the peace of God that does surpass all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.